It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 5th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is adamantine, also pronounced adamantine, and spelled A-D-A-M-A-N-T-I-N-E. Adamantine is an adjective that means made of or having the quality of adamant, or a stone such as a diamond. It can also mean, more broadly, rigidly firm or unyielding. Adamantine also means resembling the diamond in hardness or luster. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Observer by Susanna Clapp. The black and white illustrations conjure up wind-borne snows, cliffs that rear up like waves, and waves that look as adamantine as rock. The Greek and Latin word for the hardest imaginable substance, whether applied to a legendary stone or an actual substance, such as a diamond, was adamas. The Latin poets used the term figuratively for things lasting firm or unbending, and the adjective adamantinus was applied to similar contexts. The English noun adamant, meaning an unbreakable or extremely hard substance, as well as the adjective adamant, meaning inflexible or unyielding, come from adamas. Adamantine, however, which has figurative uses such as rigid, firm, and unyielding, come from adamantinus. Adamas is also the source of the word diamond. Diamas, the Latin term for diamond, is an alteration of adamas. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.